Okay, we will continue now. So it seems that there are some issues, some problems in this exercise where we want to identify the stock variables for each of the feedback loops. And in order to help you this, we will conduct a little exercise with Vensim. I will do it for you, and but we will think together. So let's take Vensim and create a new model. Choose as units for time dates. Consider 1 month, so final time 30. We know that the time step 1 is likely to be too small, even the default, so in principle it must be just in simulation. Let's make it 1/8 for smoother precision. Remember, the time step has to do with the accuracy of the computation, so it has nothing to do with the unit that you choose. But if you go from 1 to 30 in steps of 1, that would be normally be too small, and we put 1/8, and later we can adapt so that we have visual accuracy. Now assume that you have some workforce, so we don't need that in a model later, but in order for develop the thinking, let's start from the workforce. So create a variable, call it workforce. I prefer Arial, so I change Arial to Arial here, the workforce. And let's immediately give it a number. Workforce, it's a constant, so it's not going to change. And we call them employee, EMPL abbreviated. So the reason why I put it here, I could bury the information without seeing the workforce, but I want to put it here because some of you have already mentioned that, and also I had it here in terms of the staff and so. And then let's put another variable, which is also going to be a constant, which is work hours per week. And also we define it as a constant. So we put in 40, yes, to have a round number. I know that today nobody works as employee 40 hours per week. Maybe they work more, but they are not paid for more. Perhaps 37 or whatever. But they put that, and here we put the unit hours. Okay? So we have these two. And from that, we can define a quantity which we call total hours resource, and we could perhaps even put per week, just to be very explicit, but normally I wouldn't make the variable name so big. Then you can compute this from the input. So we can immediately take and define the equation, and the total hours per week will be the workforce multiplied by the work hours per week. Employee, actually, I would prefer to change this name to employee hours per week, so as to distinguish between what is for one person and the total resource for this year. So now the equation has immediately changed because I changed one variable, the other is. And basically, it is this quantity here. But this is a resource, and that's not how the work hours are employed. Now, let's assume there are two possibilities, and that is hours on working hard and hours on working smart. I am moving a little bit away from the C-cert. Later, you can do that for the C-cert. But let's now think in terms of the two possibilities. If you are the manager of a company, then you allocate these hours. Okay. And then it's my question now. What should I do? I have two variables to put in there. And one of the variables is time. And now I am going to put to spend, so to make it sure that it is some allocation. I could write time spent on, but then people have the impression that's the past. In reality, this is allocation. Time to spend working hard. And I have a different variable, which is time to spend working smart. So basically, these two variables, they are the same as I had here in this year, in the slide 16. Only that in order to make it clearer and clearer, I have changed a little bit. So time spent working, I call now as the time to spend working hard. And the time spent on improvement, I call it time to spend working smart. But they are basically two things. And now my question is, I want a model where I will show how the decision is made from the management, so that it results in the availability of time. So what is your suggestion? I am asking now all the students, what is your suggestion to proceed? How should I implement this in this model that I am having now? So let's go back to Vensim here. And I need to use these variables. What should I do with them? I ask you all. What kind of variable should I put in there? They are resources. So at some point of time, perhaps the decision of the management is the following. I have 5 people. I have 40 hours per people. I have a total of 200 hours per people per week that I can use. I want to use 100 on working hard, 300 on working smart. So that's the situation at some time. But later maybe the decision is changed and the manager decides, oi, 100 was too little for working smart, I will put 150. So that's the kind of thing I want to simulate now. So what should I do? Okay. Any suggestion from the audience? So the question is, this is the time that the manager will decide to spend on working hard, and this is the time of working smart. And this will change over time. So how do I represent that in model? And this model is just concerning the question of the resource of hours. It's not the complete model. Yes, I isolate this issue. Any suggestion? Okay, let's see what Andrea says. Okay, yes, he says introduce this as new variables. Yes, but which kind of variables? So Andreas is suggesting making these variables in the model. I agree. But now the big decision is, what kind of variables are they? Are they levels, or is one of them a level and the other a flow, or are they both flows, or are they whatever? That's the crucial decision now. So my model is about time allocation. And we know we need these two variables. What kind of variables are they? Actually, I have actually revealed what kind of variables they are, because I have used a particular term with them. What kind of term did I use when speaking of them? I call them resources. So when you have a resource, what do you think of? Yes. You have to think of levels. So, and therefore, we take the step and introduce the one, time to spend working smart. And time to spend working hard. And what you can do is to make them equal, select this, select that, layout, size to last selection, layout, vertical on last selection. There we have that. Yes, so there are resources. And the issue now is, you have a resource which you determine, so many hours for working smart, so many hours for working hard. Okay? Now think of the situation. You have a team, they are working, they are doing the things. Can you say like this? From now on, it's no longer 100, it's 150 hours. And then, it's like this. Why not? Why does this take times? They need to prepare and so on. So in reality, this is not something that happens immediately. So what do I need to do? I need to introduce a process for allocation of hours. So how do I do that? What kind of process is it? How do I connect the two resources? What is going on between the two resources? Yes, it must be a flow. It must be a flow, but it is a flow, can do I solve the problem if I put like something like this and call it time allocation? Is this the solution? Yes, indeed, we have to introduce some time variable, time to allocate, allocation time. Yes, we have something like this. This process takes some time to do that. So we must distinguish between time allocation, which I think, to make it clear, let me call it time resource allocation. Because what I am allocating here is not time as such, but the resource, hours per week that I want to transfer from one task to the other task. Whereas the allocation time is the time it takes to conduct these processes. And this will depend from organization to organization, because it has to do with changing what people are doing. And for this, first of all, you give some instruction to this, and then the people do not just drop the pencil and start doing something different. They have to finish, prepare, perhaps even come together and decide how to do that, who is going to move. You have so many people here, who is best from changing from the one task to the other. All these things, this will take some time. But still, my question is this all? I have a flow that goes from left to right. Is that all? What happens if I want to do the reverse? So it could happen that in the situation my decision is, we have too many people working hard, we need to be innovative and spend more time working smart. So the other process is also possible. How do I solve that? What would you do? Yes. So I need a flow that goes in the opposite direction. But the simplest way of doing that, instead of two flows, is to put a flow that can go from left to right or right to left. So if you now click on this here, right click, then you can put an arrowhead here, and you have this. So again, you see this little circle here? If you right click on that, then in the window, here you have the arrow head. If you click on that, then you have a head that goes in both directions. And now I have a model. It's not finished yet, but it represents the idea. It represents the idea. I still haven't connected the total hours and so on. This will be the next step. But I have the other situation that I have a resource that I have decided upon, so many hours of working smart, meaning improving the processes. And so many others working hard, meaning doing whatever the company needs to do to deliver the service or the product. So in the right is what ultimately the company delivers or sells. In the left is the time that is needed so as to improve their capability, so as to continuous improvement and so on. We don't have in the model, we are not going to extend the model to the whole company and so on. At the moment, we are only concerned with the question of transferring time resources. Okay? So this represents the fact that I have two different kinds of time resources for delivering services working hard, for improving the way we deliver the services, working smart. Both are needed, but the crucial thing is to do it in the right way. And that's a very difficult issue, because that demands a very good understanding of the company and so on. But from the point of view of the simulation of this thing, the question is transfer from left to right or from right to left. Okay. And this will take some time. And when I put an allocation time, let me repeat what I said as feedback to your second project in the previous course. This allocation time is not a fixed time in the sense that it happens exactly. The allocation time, for instance, is 12 hours. Suppose it takes that time to transfer. It means that's the average time. Some people will transfer immediately, some others a little bit later, others will perhaps need 20 hours, but the average allocation time is what is represented here. Okay, so let's now try to simulate this. You could save this. I assume you are either doing it by yourself, or at least you are taking notes. Later I will upload the model to the Frontier room. Okay? So now let's start and try to simulate. I will move this a little bit to the side here. Let's introduce equations. Suppose the allocation time is, I say it 12 hours, okay, let's put 12 hours. Now, perhaps 12 hours is a bit too much. First of all, the unit I chose was days, so I have to put it in days here. Even if I am using units like hours and so on, the simulation unit was days. So let's put it is 1.5 days. That's a typical, the average, and I put it here. This, the average time to transfer the resource hours per week from one task to the other. And there are two tasks here. Okay? So we have the allocation time. Now, suppose initially we have decided on putting $250 hours per week. Perhaps I have the unit already. Well, I have it already, because let me go back. If we look at this, total resource hours per week, check units, is employee hours. Something is wrong. Let me go back. That's the nice thing about Vensim. When you make a mistake, I have made a little mistake here, then you see that here. You are corrected. So even professors make mistakes. Let's go back. We have the workforce, 5 employees. That's okay. Employee hours per week. I put hours, but it should be hours per week. Okay. So the resource here, check units, should be employee hours per week. Actually, it could be just hours per week, but I put employee hours per week. Okay. So, time to spend working hard, then 250, and the units should be employee hours per week. That's initially. Okay. So how do I initialize now the time to work in smart? What is a clever idea to do? Well, I could compute how much is left. If I'm employing 250 initially to work hard, and I have a total of 400 total hours resource per week, then I could do the arithmetic and put in there. But the best way is to put a link like this here. And then when I define this here, then the initial value is the total hours resource per week minus time to spend working hard. Yes, which means I need a link from here to here. I don't have it yet. So back to this. This is total hour resource per week minus time to spend working hard. In this way, I initialize correctly all the time. If I make changes on the total hours resource per week and the other initialization, still this is going to be correct. And now, as you can see, the links disappear. And this is to prevent mistakes, because if I put a link like I had done when I've defined the project, there is some variable here, and I put this link here, this link can never be a link that changes the level in between. It's only initialization level. If I want to see the link, I can see then model settings, sketch, show initial causes, and yes, I see the link, but they are not blue. This gray links mean they are not changing the levels as time passes. They just give the value to start with, and that's it. Okay? And then I need to define the time resource allocation. How do you define the time resource allocation? How do you do that? You are a manager and you make a decision. Suppose I have now been using 250 hours per week, or employee hours per week, on working hard, and what is left I am using on what is working smart. I want now to change the decision. How do you do that? So what is the first thing that you say? You have first, the first step is figuring out how much. So for that you need a target or a desired value. Okay? So let's put that here. Target time to spend working smart. Or I am going to move it here. And suppose I want to make this 200. So how does this enter? What do I have to do with this target in order now to define the time resource allocation? Right, yes. So let's try to do what Konstantin suggested. First of all, I have to link this here. Then I have to link this with here. And then I fix the equation. The equation is, I need a bracket. Target time to spend working smart minus time working smart divided by allocation time. Check units. It doesn't accept this. So why? Let me see again. Target time to working smart, employee hours per week. Okay. Right, I haven't. Employee hours per week. And here, employee hours per week, yes. So if I take this, check units, okay. Yes, so now I have the process. I haven't yet implemented the other part. I will leave it to you to a further exercise later. But I do have now the possibility of simulating what happens. If I simulate, okay, and then if I look at the time working smart and time working hard and look at the graph, something is wrong. Something is wrong. Okay, I think I know what is wrong, but let me think again. Vertical selection. Something is wrong. Yeah, I think it has to do with the fact that I created a flow going from left to right, where now I'm allocated from right to left. So let me see if this is correct. Cancel. Yes. This is minus time resource allocation. I should make it plus time resource allocation, and this should be minus time resource allocation. Do you understand what I say? I draw that from left to right, which means that I identified the signs of the flow, positive and negative. But now I have I wanted to transfer from right to left, so that caused problems. Let's see if that fixes the situation. Let's look at these two variables. Simulate them. And yes, it looks right. So now you see what happens. That is, something is still fishy, because I see minus 50. Perhaps I have defined some wrong values in that. I have to... Oh yes, I know what I did. I know what I did. I had... I have spent here 250 hours, but I have only 200 in total. So let me make the workforce 10, so that I have 400. I simply did the wrong arithmetic, save it, simulate it, and now it's going to be okay. You see how easy it is to make mistakes and how nice it is that you can simulate and see that. Now you have it. So there you can see, originally I have 250 hours working hard, 150 working smart. I decide to deallocate to 200 each, it could be different, and you see the process. It takes on the average 1.5 days. In reality, the process starts earlier and finish later. After 6 days, basically I have put all the people as I like. So this is a very simple model. You see how easy it is to make small mistakes, but you can see also how I am correcting them when I simulate and Vensim tells me. So I can put in a graph, and I will upload that. And let's create control panel, graph, new, resource allocation, time resource allocation. I got this here. The variables that I put is time to spend working hard. Here, time to spend working smart. Scale, there means sign scale. My minimum, I put 0. Maximum, I put 400. Display. I put the target time, sorry. I need still one more. Modify. Select. Time to spend working smart. Okay, new cross. Okay. Display, and now you see that. Okay, and then I can close. E-object. Output custom graph. Time resource allocation. Here. Simulate. Okay. So, this is just a preparatory exercise that I did. It is not finished, because it could happen that I go the opposite way, that I transfer resources from working smart to working hard. So this needs to be fixed, and I can leave it to you as an exercise. I will formulate it in Fronter. It's a bit tricky. Remember that, because of the plus and minus signs of the flow. When you have a double directional flow, then you have to think twice about what is plus and what is minus. And then if I have a target time, obviously the target must be sensible. So if I want to transfer to working smart, then the target must be higher than what I have now. And if I want to transfer to working hard, again, it's because I have to increase. Well, you could also put a decrease or whatever. You have to think a little bit as to how you do that. But in principle, that is the situation. Any questions? Then we will have a break now at 2 o'clock, and we will continue at 1 o'clock. We will continue at 1:15, and then we come back to the previous exercise, and then I hope that this has given you some idea as to how we have to fix that. Okay, so I save this, and I will put this model, but I think I will rename it and call it version 1, because I want to do you a version 2. Okay. Yes. Yes. Okay.